U.S. Embassy in Ukraine is about to reopen. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. A senior State Department official tells Reuters that a group of diplomats have arrived in Kyiv to commemorate tomorrow's Victory in Europe Day, marking the defeat of Nazi Germany during World War II. Russia is also planning a celebration as it wages war on Ukraine.
We need to triple down on our willingness to help the Ukraine. We need to pass a $33 billion supplemental package, $20 billion for weapons. We need to work with the International Criminal Court to gather evidence to prosecute Putin personally.
Senate Republican Lindsey Graham on Fox News Sunday. At this hour, the conflict in Ukraine is being discussed by video conference by G7 leaders. Ukraine's president is also taking part. Abortion rights advocates swarmed the steps of St. Patrick's Cathedral, upset over a leaked Supreme Court draft opinion that overturns Roe v. Wade. Last night, they demonstrated outside the homes of two justices.
When asked about this, outgoing White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said the president supports peaceful protest and a respect for privacy, but she said she did not have an official position on where people protest.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Foul play is not suspected in the Bahamas, where three American tourists got sick and died.
This is a really strange case. Authorities say these individuals had no signs of trauma, but did appear to have suffered convulsions. The three who died included two men and one woman, one of those men being identified as Vincent Chiarella from Birmingham, Alabama. His wife was also injured and transported from the Sandals Emerald Bay Resort where this happened. According to police, it is not clear how these people died, other than that their deaths were sudden.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
As China exerts more and more influence, the White House plans to welcome leaders from Southeast Asia this week.
The White House says the gathering in Washington this Thursday is meant to demonstrate America's commitment with the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations who are at odds with each other over Myanmar. That's been racked by violence since the army ousted the elected government last year. And as member nations try to implement a plan that stresses dialogue, humanitarian assistance, and an end to the violence. A plan that Myanmar's ruling military council has delayed as the country slips into what UN experts describe as a civil war. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Renewed worries at our southern border, where a public health order put in place during the early days of the pandemic, will likely be lifted this month. That means many of the migrants that were turned away won't be.
Every state is a border state because this is impacting us with the surge of drugs and violence coming into our communities as well.
Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, the White House says it's equipped for a possible unprecedented surge. Making mom happy. That's the plan as we celebrate the special ladies in our lives.
Mother's Day always falls on the second Sunday in May, and its observance was signed into law by President Woodrow Wilson in 1914. As for how we're celebrating our moms this year, the National Retail Federation says Mother's Day spending is set to reach a record high of more than $31 billion. Their stats say 84% of U.S. adults are expected to celebrate Mother's Day. They estimate that Americans will spend about $245 on average for Mother's Day, and that the top three gift categories are greeting cards at number one, flowers in second place, and special outings in third.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. I'm Pam Puzo, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.